wondering if you could start off first and talk about what you see from this Patriots defense, specifically the secondary.
Well, I think you can tell they're well coached. They play the right technique, and you know they played really good ball last week. And you know when you watch them, they can they got a couple big guys up front that can create a problem. And you know, you just got to be ready. They do a lot of different stuff, and you know obviously they're well coached, and they do you know a lot of different things. You just have to be prepared for a lot of different stuff and a lot of you know, two-man type coverages and things of that nature.
Tony, what do you remember about Albert and Andre when they were with the Redskins? What stuck out?
Well, they're both good players. I mean, Andre's got a great motor. He's always fighting, and he's going to go to the whistle and gets off the ball well. He's a strong player. He can rush the quarterback good, but yet he also gets back. And with Albert, you know, it's he's a tough matchup. You know, he's a good player that, you know, you have to account for. And, you know, he's got a great history, I guess, the way he's played over the years, and you know, he's just a guy that we have to be ready for.
Tony, the Patriots defense has given up 28 pass plays of at least 20 yards this season. What are you noticing with that sort of trend, and how you can attack them?
Well, it's early in the year. I think the off season, you know, there's some things of that nature that just probably took a little time for schematically to get a lot of stuff in, but. You know, they played really well last week, and in stretches they played really good ball, so I don't know that that's who they are. I think really they're a good defensive unit that, you know, just coming into their own lately, and I think they're going to be pretty good the rest of the way.
What did you learn from being a teammate of Drew Bledsoe's for a couple seasons?
Drew was a, you know, consummate professional. He was a good player, and I think, you know, just being around him, you can – he was sharp. Drew was a smart guy. You know, he picked things up very fast. You know, you just being around him, you could tell that his football IQ was really high, and you know, in life in general, in a lot of ways. And I just think, you know, I tried to just soak up, you know, little things that he did that, you know, you see and you want to, you know, take with you along the way. And you know, he had a great career, and you know, I learned a bunch from being under him.
Tony, you've been in a couple. Even so far this season, a couple late game situations that have not ended well, you know, high profile ones especially. Wondering what you take from some of those games, how you move forward when it just, you know, when it all goes wrong right at the end.
Well, you never want that to happen. You know, we're also fortunate to have all the things go right against Washington and against San Francisco. So for every game that's the other way, there's another one the other side, and it's, you know, everyone's good in this league, and you have to minimize turnovers in key situations, and, you know, we did that for two of the games, and two of the games we didn't. So, yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
How much pressure is there in being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
Probably the same as there is for being the quarterback for the Patriots. Just, you got to win. We play in a league that is about winning and losing and coming out every Sunday under the pressure and performing. And I think, you know, unless you do that, you're not going to play very long.
Tony, if you had your choice, would you stay in the pocket the whole game, or are there instances where you actually design a play where you want to get out of the pocket and change up the offensive look for the defense that way?
Well, it depends who you're going against. I mean, you game plan certain teams differently. You know, if they have a great front four, you want to move around and help your protection by sliding the front, things like that. If you feel comfortable with the matchups, then you might stay in the play. I mean, it's all just relative to the opponent. Each week we kind of do things differently. We're not the same team every week. We kind of take what we think a different team does or doesn't do well, and we kind of attack them where we feel like they're weak.
Jason, Jason, earlier Garrett talked about the challenges of a relatively young offensive line. What has the biggest challenge been for you, Tony, working with a younger offensive line and a smaller and quicker one?
Well, I don't know. I guess in the grand scheme, there's just the learning that takes place through the experiences of the game and seeing all the different looks and things of that nature that allow you to react slightly quicker. But, you know, these guys have done a great job. They're continuing to grow as, you know, individually and collectively as a group. So each week that goes by, they get better and better. And, you know, I'm excited about them going forward.
When you play against a defense run by Bill Belichick, is it You mentioned they try to do different things and disguise and all that. Is that the toughest thing, that you don't exactly know what you're getting pre-snap?
Well, I think that's definitely part of it. I think, though, I mean, if you're ever going to become, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league, you better be able to assess it after the snap. So that's just part of the process. You have to have the ability to start your read after the snap and go from there. Otherwise, it can only be so good.
At 2-2, given the division you're in, Tony, do you feel like this is maybe a unique opportunity that if you guys can somehow get hot, Philly's really struggling badly, the Giants lost a surprising game last week, that you guys still have a chance to compete for the division early on in the season?
Well, we're not thinking about any of that stuff right now. We're thinking about the Patriots and trying to play them this week and play our best game and find a way to get a win. And that's really what this is all about. I mean, all that other stuff will take care of itself down the road, and we don't worry about stuff we can't control.
Did you get a response from the league or from anyone when you mentioned the defensive lineman calling out the snap count? Did you get any help on that one, I guess?
Help? No, we didn't. No, I wasn't the one calling anybody, so I wouldn't know if someone called or didn't call.
With the new rules of the CBA, I think there was a little more guidelines with giving the players some time off during the bye week. Just curious if you noticed any difference in the scheduling of the bye week, as you were part of one of the first teams to get that bye week this season.
For us, it helped just because we had a lot of guys banged up, you know, myself included, just with the ribs and everything. Just kind of, it was nice to have a couple days where you felt like you could get your body right. So I think that's going to help us going forward. As far as the difference, I don't know. In the past, you've had 2 or 3 days. I mean, an extra day, I don't know that it was that crazy or different, but it helped our team, I think, at that time.
Very random question here. LeBron James, big Cowboys fan, alluded to trying out for an NFL team yesterday, whether it was probably joking, but you ever think of him as a wide receiver?
I'm sure he'd be phenomenal. He's usually pretty good at whatever he does.
Do you know him at all?
Just in passing.
Another random question. How good would your golf game have to be to give up football and concentrate on the PGA Tour full-time?
That never happened. I love football too much.
You don't think you could get that good?
No, I don't think so.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Tony, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
See you Sunday.